Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. It's time for Mornings in Michigan, our new series about morning rituals from across our state. Most days, Republican State Senator Rick Jones gets up at 5:30 to have coffee with people in his district. But for 1 week before Christmas, he changes up that routine. Michigan Radio's Shana Roth tagged along as Jones continued his annual tradition of setting up a nativity display at the state capitol in Lansing.
Senator Jones, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. It's not too cold today.
No, it's not bad.
First day I did it, it was 7 degrees.
Wow.
and it was really cold. This is really not bad. And we'll start our trip out and see if I have to get out a snow shovel.
Have you had to do that before?
Yes, the first day.
Rick Jones is a boisterous senator with an easy, booming laugh. He's not usually one to shy away from a microphone, and he's been known to introduce a lot of bills on a broad number of topics. He represents the district west of Lansing. Jones zips up his MSU jacket and opens up the back hatch of his wife's SUV. The display is too big to fit in his car. Jones has been doing this for 4 years now, and people have noticed.
The first day I set it up, I had people say, "You've got Mary on the wrong side. Last year you put Mary on the other side."
Jones is happy to work this into his morning routine. He says it puts an extra pep in his step, in part because he loves the state capitol.
This is beautiful in the morning. Very peaceful here, looking at the capitol.
How Jones became the overseer of a capitol nativity scene boils down to one word, snake-tivity.
I felt that if we were going to have a snake-tivity on the lawn, we should have a Christian nativity.
Let me back up. In 2014, the Detroit chapter of the Satanic Temple displayed a controversial tableau on the Capitol lawn. They called it Snaketivity. It was a big plastic snake wrapped around a sign that said, "The greatest gift is knowledge." It was a commentary on how church and state should be separate. A religious group wanted to put out a Christian nativity in response, but they didn't have the time. Enter Senator Jones.
I felt challenged, and I wanted to make sure that we had a nativity up also. Also, last year, we had another group, Followers of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and they put up a flying spaghetti monster. Basically, it was two mop heads and two balls painted to look like meatballs. I think they were making fun of us, but that's okay.
Anyone can put up a display. There's also a menorah out this year. The State Capitol Commission does have some ground rules, though. The displays can't be left overnight, so Jones has to set up in the morning and then take it down at night.
And it can only be this size that we have here, the 3x3. People have asked me, why don't you put more figures in, the wise men and the sheep and donkeys? Well, that's because this is the only size we're allowed.
This has become not just a part of Jones's mornings for a week, but a part of his holiday tradition. While Jones only has a year left as a senator, he hopes it won't be the end of the nativity.
I'm hoping to hand this off to somebody else that wishes to do it when I'm termed out.
We make the final trek back to the street. Jones has a grandson eagerly waiting for his grandpa to take him to see Star Wars.
I know you got a movie to see, and my toes are a little cold, so.
Bet they are. Well, have a wonderful day.
You too.
And Merry Christmas.
I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Our story was edited by Sarah Hewlett and produced by Lauren Talley. At michiganradio.org/mornings, you can find more episodes from our series, including our stories about Greenfield Village, Michigan Stadium, and hunting deer. While you're there, send us your suggestions about morning moments you'd like to hear us feature. And we'll have more Mornings in Michigan in the new year.
Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray with her, sail those ships of three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.